welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Tip number 8, the Bose Quiet Comfort 2 headphones. Hi everyone, today I'd like to talk about a gadget that is not the iPhone. Miracle of miracles. This gadget is a pair of headphones, the Bose Quiet Comfort 2. These are some noise-canceling headphones that you can buy from Bose Incorporated, B-O-E-S. I believe it's Bose.com that you can go to learn about these and purchase these if you wish. There actually are several models of the Quiet Comfort headphones. There is the Quiet Comfort 1, 2, and 3 model. I will demonstrate the 2 model since I have it. These headphones are not only comfortable, but they are also noise-canceling. All 3 of these model Quiet Comfort models are noise-canceling, but they differ in a few ways. I believe the Quiet Comfort 3 headphones, for instance, are open-ear earphones. They noise-cancel, but your ear is not completely enclosed. The 2s are closed-ear headphones. I generally don't like closed-ear headphones because I find them somewhat uncomfortable. These, however, are not. I will simply tell you what you will find when you open the box containing the headphones. You will find that they are in a flat case. It is a zipper case. It is fairly hard-sided. It has a compartment on the outside, a little elastic compartment, that contains a long 12-foot extender cord. If you open the case, you will find a very tiny zipper compartment on one side, which will contain a couple of accessories, an airplane adapter, and an adapter, a 1.5 millimeter adapter. Wait a minute, a 3 millimeter adapter. The size up from the standard headphone jack you would find on most devices. In the main portion of the case, you will find the headphones. In the main part of the case, you will find the headphones. The ear cups turn outward so that they can rest flat. And they are resting flat in the case. There are 2 molds on the case to accommodate the ear cups. If you remove the cups, the headphones will come out. And you'll be like, wait a minute, where's the cord? There is a 6-foot cord that comes with these headphones. And it plugs into the left ear cup. On the bottom of the cup, there is an insert for the cord, and you simply press it up and in, and it will plug into that. It is a custom cord. It is proprietary, so if it breaks, you have to send to Bose for a new one. That is one drawback of these headphones. If something breaks, you have to send them in, because that is a very custom piece. On the left ear cup of the headphones, there is the cord slot, and on the right cup of the headphones, you find on the cup itself a switch that moves from back to front, and on the top of the cup, you find a little pocket-like type thing. If you open up a little door, it will flip outward. You press in on a little latch, you flip it outward. That is where the battery goes. That is the battery compartment for the headphones. They will not work without a AAA battery inserted into this compartment. This battery does 2 things. It provides the headphones with power so that they will function, and it provides the noise-canceling effect. So if you put the headphones on without the battery inside, they will not work. You can flip the switch forward, that turns them on, but you will get nothing out of them. So you need to put the battery into the little compartment. Then if you turn the switch on, you will hear a little bit of white noise, and this is intended to cancel out any room noise that may be around you. And if you plug them in, you will get output. You will hear the output of your device that you are trying to use with headphones. So that is basically how they work. If you break them and you need to send them in for repair, you can do that. They come with a warranty. It's either a 1 or 2 year warranty. You can also send in to Bose for other parts of the headphones that may have broken, like that cord I mentioned earlier. I will say that the band of the headphones that goes over your head and the ear cups are leather, and the leather tends to wear away after a while, so you may need to purchase new ear cups, and you can do that very easily by going to the Bose website. The one serious drawback to these headphones is the price. They are fairly expensive, running around $250. Using the headphones, however, is very simple, and if you need new parts or need a repair, Bose is very good about turnaround time, so the shipping is also a very easy and organized process. Managing these headphones is simple as that. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.